This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruchim Abam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavuah. We're learning Simen Nun Hei Sif Yud Ches. Im Ktsas Ha'asara B'Veis HaKnesses U'Ktsasam Ba'Azara Einam Etztarfim. If you have some people in the shul and some in the lobby, they don't join up. Even though everybody loves to be in the lobby, like we spoke about, there's like all kinds of great stuff always happening in the lobby. Nevertheless, if you're in the lobby, you're not mitzarf to the minyan. And if you have five in the lobby and five in the shul, you don't have a minyan. What if you have nine in the shul and one in the lobby? Also, not part of the minyan. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan on Zayin uktsasam ba'azara. The same thing would be even if you have nine in the shul and one in the azara. Kasava primagadim. Primagadim writes, Dahi de sif yud zayin viyud ches viyud tes mairi b'she'inan royin zesa. Sif yud zayin, yud ches, and yud tes is talking about if they don't see each other. De b'royin zesa, if you do, afilu b'shnei vatim mamish mitzarfin. Even two separate houses join. This is a recurring theme here. The din that a separate room, a separate house doesn't work, the shita, the prima gadim, is that that's only true if they can't see each other. If they could see each other, it's mitzaref. But there are those who are machmir even berayim. Meaning, even in the lobby, if you could see each other, there are those who are machmer. Uvimakam hadchak efshar sheyesh lahakel. If it's a makam hadchak, you could be lenient. So, bottom line is, for those who want to daven in the ladies section, probably for them it's pikuach nefashos. They have such a strong drive not to be in the main sanctuary that probably their life is on the line. So, for them, yesh lahakel. But all sane people, all normal people who can come into the main shul, why would you rely on a kula? Again, it's not pashut that you're mitzarf to the minyan, even if royim zelazah. That's the shita of the prima gadim. Prima gadim says it's only a problem in royim zelazah. But yesh machmirin. Sivkatan nun ches. Why? Because there's no breach. Va'pesach gufa in the doorway itself. Afilu ein sham dels k'machitza chashuva. That's like a machitza. Va'havalei kishnei batim. It's like two houses. V'kasav achay adam. The kachay adam writes l'fiza k'sheyesh bayis. If there's a house, v'lefnim himenu cheder, and there's a room within it. Va'cheder hu einoy parts v'meloy, and the room is not open in its fullness. Hamispalo sham kilo mispalo biyichidi. If you daven there, it's like you're davening by yourself. Basically, if you have a house with like a room, I remember when I was in Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim in Queens, so they had something called the cave. This was before the new building. Yeah, they had a very big base medrash. The yeshiva was a very old time, like maybe pulpit synagogue or something like that. And there was a cave. What was in the cave? There were like bookcases and stuff. I mean, they had stuff there from Slabodka. You know, I don't know what was going on. You know, the kind. But it was a separate room. And of course, even though the main sanctuary could hold 500 people and the cave could hold 7 people, you could imagine that there definitely was a desire for hundreds of people to be in the cave. Why? Again, because it's always better to be in a stifling, stuffy area than nobody sees you, than to be in a big room. Anyway, you're not part of the minyan. Why? It's a mechitza. Either it's a doorway, it's not paratz b'miluai. It's like you're davening by yourself. Which anyway is not such a big problem, because if you're catching up in Psukei Dezimra, Matoiva, all that stuff, anyway you're not davening with a minyan. So you might as well daven in a cave. Saying if you're not starting Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, then you might as well daven in the cave. So that's why it's not such a big deal. Because not like people are going to come on time and actually start the davening with everybody else and daven with the minyan. So anyway, once you're lagging behind, daven in the ladies' section, in the coat room, in the lobby. Okay. V'rak kadosh u'kedusha yachal anos. You could answer kadosh and kedusha, k'le kamam b'sevchav. U'v'tshuvas radvaz. Yeah, I like the satire. I like the satire lately. Anyway, u'v'tshuvas radvaz simen tof reish nun matzasi shekosav. In the tshuvas of the radvaz, I found that it's written, d'zeh davka l'inyan siruf. This din, that if you're in a separate room, you don't join, that's, you don't join to make the minyan. Avol sheyia kimespala lemat sibor, but to be considered davening with a minyan, imein lacheder pesach acher, rak davka derech habayis hagadol. But what if that's the only way to get in to that room? There's only one doorway, that's chashiv kimespala lemat sibor. Now, the Dirshu brings that the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said that you could be soimich on this, even not b'shas hadchak. Meaning, in the previous Mishnah Berurah says that if you could see each other, right? V'yesh machmirin afilu b'royim uv'makam hadchak efshar sheyesh lahakel. But if that's the only entrance, then the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says you could be mekel even shaloi b'shas hadchak. So this is a limud chus for people like the daven in caves. If that's the only way in and the only way out, then even though you're not part of the minyan, but you're davening with the minyan, that's the shita of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Is it pashat the Mishnah Berurah holds that way? Not sure. We did have that even though it's considered mispala lematzibor, but there is a svara, but you don't get all the milas of being mispala lematzibor. Do you remember when we had that? Okay, now this is talking about in a cave, in other words, a side room. But if there's an azara, where there are more than one way in, it's not the only way, then this kula would not necessarily apply. Sif Yotes, Shliach Tzibur Bateva, V'tisha Bebeis HaKnesses Mitzdarfin. If you have a chazan on the ark, and nine in the shul, they join up, Afal Pisha Gavaya Sara, even though the bima that he's standing on is 10 tfachim tall, it's 4 tfachim wide. V'yeshal mechitzas gvay sasar, and it has walls. M'neishi b'teila ga basic nasa. It's batzol the basic nasa. In other words, well, what if you have exactly 10 people and the chazan is on a not really tall bima? I mean, we've been in shuls. Sometimes the bima is mamish gavaya. No, it's batzol to the basic nasa. V'yesh mishikasav dahani mila b'she'ena mechitzas magias l'tikras agav. That's only if the walls of the bima don't reach the roof. But if they go all the way up to the roof, let's say you have a chazan that mamish nobody wants to look at, so they built him like a jail, you know, and it's closed. I wonder if you could even hear him. But I don't think that's a typical situation. But basically, the bima, even though it's rishus mifnei atzmai, it's batal to the rest of the shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadnon, Tesh shliach tzibur batevu adin acher demitzarf. Also, what if you have another guy? You know, let's say the chazan is standing by a shtender in the front, and there's one guy. You know, he's having FOMO from being in the lobby. He comes to a new shul. There's no lobby. He doesn't know what to do with himself. Where is he supposed to daven? Chas v'sham to daven like everybody else in the main sanctuary. So he figures at least he'll go up onto the bima. He'll pace on the bima. That's another thing people like to do. They like to pace on the bima. They like to walk around the bima. You know, hakafa is Hashanais, it's Tisha B'Av, it doesn't matter. But still. So that guy is Mitztarif. V'nakat Shliach Tzibur, and the reason to pick the Shliach Tzibur, D'loi Nehmet, Kivin Tzuchach Lo Yitzion, Yidei Chavas, Megar Gar, maybe it's worse, he has to Moitzi everyone. So Halacha is, he is allowed to be there. Okay, let's start the next one, just the beginning. Let's say you have 10 in one place. So even someone who's not with them could answer. Some say, let's say like this. You have 10 in the shul and you're a block down, but you could hear. So you're allowed to answer. But some say, not if there's a hefsik of a davar tinuf or avodah zarah. Let's see one mishnah brura. She'eino imam ratzon emra. Afilu bebayisach, he's in another house. Rachik legamri. You live in Eretz Yisrael. There's a shtibel down, you know, downstairs. And you hear, you could hear the davening. So, but you're in a separate house. And there's no, you can't even see them. So halacha is, shekivan she'asarim b'makim echad, since you have 10 in one place, shechina shruya b'neim, the shechina is residing with them. V'az afilu mechitza shel barzel, and then, even if there's an iron wall, einam afsekes, it does not interpose bein kol mi sheroitzel tzarf atzmei im aviv shebashamayim hashoichim esoich elu hasara. Then, even if there's a mechitza shel barzel, it's not mafsek if anyone wants to join with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is shoichin there. So the question is, okay, but are you considered davening with the tzibur? Even though the words sound like Eina mafsekes bein komi sheroitzel etzoref atzmai, I would say you're absolutely not davening with the minyan. In other words, let's say a guy has a shtibel, he lives in an apartment building, and the floor below him is a shtibel, he opens up his window and he wants to daven. Is it considered davening with the minyan? Even though the lashon of this mishnah brura is there's nothing that will stop someone who wants to join, I do not think it's considered mitzvah matzibur. That's the Radvaz that the mishnah brura quoted in Sivkata Nunches, that it's only if there's an adjacent room, an ein lecheder pesach acher, rak davka der chabayis agadol, then it's chashuv k'mispala matzibur. But if there's no passageway, then it seems like you're not considered davening with a minyan. You could answer Kaddish, you could answer Kedusha, you could answer Amen Yishmei Rabbah, that you get credit for. You could answer Baruch Hu, but you did not daven with a minyan. Let's pick it up here. Okay, tomorrow is the holiday here, so I have a shir during this time. So I'll keep you posted about the schedule. We'll do Friday if that's okay. And tomorrow I'll keep you posted. So then tomorrow is going to be a break, and we'll pick it up Friday, okay? Okay, so tomorrow there's no shir at 9 o'clock. Hatzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.